At least one explosion thundered through the west edge of the Country Club Plaza district just after 6 p.m., sending more than a dozen people to hospitals. Some are critically injured. There was ample evidence pointing to natural gas as cause. 2 hours after fire took what was left of the explosion-ripped building, the smell of gas was rich in the nostrils. As many as 5 hours before the explosion tore apart JJ's restaurant, there were accounts of people smelling natural gas in the area around and to the east of the popular gathering spot at 48th and Bellevue. Missouri Gas Energy had had troubleshooters in the area, and firefighters had been called as precaution. An adjacent medical office was evacuated shortly before the restaurant blew up and caught fire. John Cott was in a meeting at the Polsinelli Law Office just north and east of the explosion scene.
All of a sudden, we heard a large boom and a big vibration that shook the entire room. A large handful of people ran to the windows where the shades were drawn, and we saw this big puff of smoke come out.
It wasn't immediately clear to Cott what it was that had blown up. Rescuers of the injured included firefighters, medics, people nearby. Ambulances arrived from Johnson County and Kansas City, Kansas. The fire grew to 4 alarms. At one point, a fire truck from Overland Park was staffing the Kansas City station at 43rd and Washington. Apartment dwellers from nearby were evacuated for safety and for a time stayed warm on ATA buses brought to the scene. Most of the injured, the more seriously injured, were being treated at the closest hospitals, St. Luke's and KU Hospital. I'm Dan Verbeck, KCUR News.